Well-known American political analyst Noam Chomsky has criticized the West's reaction to the attack on a French weekly's office in Paris. Chomsky said the terrorist attacks perpetrated by the West didn't spark outrage, such as the Charlie Hebdo attack. He also called the Western media coverage of the incident hypocritical. Palestinian communities living in Israel call for a general strike following the killing of two Bedouins by Israeli forces. A Palestinian member of the Knesset has also called for a general strike in protest at Israel's recent attacks on Palestinians. The Bedouins were killed in separate incidents on Wednesday and Sunday. A senior U.S. senator warns Palestinians that they could lose Washington's annual aid if they file a lawsuit against Israel at the International Criminal Court. Speaking at a news conference in Jerusalem, Al-Quds Lindsey Graham said that existing legislation allows the U.S. aid to be cut if Palestinians sue Israel at the court. Bahrain's Al-Wafaq National Islamic Society says its Secretary General, Sheikh Ali Salman, has denied all charges against him. The opposition bloc emphasized that the charges are unrealistic and have no legal value. Prosecutors have charged the opposition leader with attempted regime change despite persistent international calls for his release. Iran and Russia agree to boost bilateral security and military cooperation. Iranian Defense Minister Hossein Dehghan and his Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu have signed an agreement following negotiations in Tehran. The agreement calls for developing and strengthening military and defense ties based on mutual interests.